Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Bailey. I'm 18 years old. I've lost 160 pounds in the last 2 years, and now I look like this. It wasn't easy at all. There were many obstacles I had to overcome. Unfortunately, one of them was my twin sister, Summer. I'm going to tell my story from the beginning and hope it will inspire anyone who wants to lose weight. Summer and I are identical twins. Even though we look the same, our personalities are complete opposites. For example, I'm a total introvert. I like spending time on my own. Summer, however, likes to socialize. She always has people around. I'm not ambitious at all, but Summer is very competitive. She doesn't like to lose even when she's playing a game. I'm quite messy. Summer is super neat and organized. I'm always late to places. She is always on time. Even though we're twins, we're not the two halves of the same apple. We're more like apples and oranges, totally different people. One thing we're really different in is appetite. You know how they say that some people live to eat and others eat to live? I belong to the first group because I live to eat. I think about what to have for dinner while I'm having lunch, while Summer only eats what she needs to live. In fact, she often forgets to eat. She gets full really quickly, so she's always the first to leave the table. As you can guess, I've been overweight since we were babies, and Summer has been skinny. In primary school, nobody believed we were twins. Impossible! You can't be twins! You must be 3 or 4 years older, they'd say. I'd like that they thought I was older. I'd piss Summer off saying, I grew up, but you're still a little girl. When we started middle school, I was really heavy for a kid that age. Summer weighed 75 pounds while I weighed 165. After several negative experiences, I learned that being overweight wasn't something to be proud of. Being humiliated for my appearance had become part of my daily routine. The boys in class came up with new insults every day. When I got home, I'd go straight to the bathroom and cry. The worst was when Summer joined in and started making fun of me too. During every meal, she'd say something to upset me. Watch out, don't eat the plate. I can't believe that you can still fit into a chair. Eat a bit less so that kids in Africa can get some food. She became crueler towards me as time passed. She was ashamed of me and made it known at every opportunity. My life became even harder without my sister's support. I didn't have any friends. I was already an introvert, and this made me totally asocial. You must have heard that twins have a really strong bond. I felt this bond deeply, and I loved my sister so much. Sadly, Summer felt differently. I used to think that she loved me too. I thought she's ashamed of me because I'm obese. She rejects me because she doesn't want to be associated with me. Maybe that was true in the past, but she'd changed. It was obvious from everything she did that she hated me. The girl who was constantly humiliated, who nobody wanted to be friends with, was her twin. Honestly, I could see where she was coming from. It was normal for her to hate me, because even I hated myself. If you had so many issues, why didn't you try to lose weight, you might ask. You're right. I should have lost weight. I knew that. I went on countless of diets from childhood. None of them lasted longer than a day. I'd attack food the moment I got hungry. Now when I look back, I can tell that it was totally normal. Because food was my escape. I only felt happy when I was eating. I had a terrible life. If I didn't have the joy of eating, I'd have nothing left. That's why I couldn't stop eating. Actually, I was depressed. Eating uncontrollably was my antidepressant. So how did I manage to lose weight? Remember how I said I'm always late to places? It's hard to believe, but that's how I made the decision that changed my life. Every time I tell this story, first I cry and then I laugh. Let's see if the same will happen now. I was turning 16 that day. Of course, it was Summer's birthday, too. My grandparents were coming over. In the morning, my mom had said, "You need to be home by 5. That's what my mom always does. Every year, she makes our birthday party a surprise. She doesn't mention the party. She just tells us what time we need to be home. For the past 3 years, Summer and I didn't get each other presents. It's like we had a silent agreement. We had stopped buying presents to each other. But this was different.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I'm sure Summer didn't remember, but we had promised each other years ago. We were in kindergarten then. One day, "When do you think we'll be adults?" Summer had asked me. We knew that Mom was pregnant with us when she was 18. So if 18 was the age to be a mom, then 16 would be the start of adulthood. This meant our childhood would be over at 16. So we'd need to buy each other adult gifts. And what is an adult gift? Flowers, of course. Dad always got Mom flowers on special occasions. Mom loved them. That meant adults loved flowers. Since we were going to be adults at 16, we decided we should buy each other flowers. We promised that day that we'd buy each other flowers on our 16th birthday. Years passed by, and it was time for us to keep our promise. Since I was late to everything, I bought the flower at the last minute. As I was walking towards the subway stop to go home, I realized it was already 4:30. I needed to be home in 30 minutes. I got into the subway with a huge bouquet in my hands. I was used to people staring at me because of my weight. But the stares had doubled because of the huge flowers I was carrying. It was 10 to 5 when I got off the subway. I wasn't going to make it unless I ran. When I started running with my huge body, the stairs tripled. I was at the turnstile now. I was going to be away from the staring crowd really soon. I hurried towards the turnstile. Oh my God, I couldn't pass. I was stuck. Yes, I was stuck inside the turnstile. I couldn't go forwards or backwards. The people passing through the turnstile were laughing at me. Some just stopped and started watching me. I began to cry. At the same time, I was trying hard to get away. I was in such a pitiful state. Few people tried to help. A man pulled my hands while a woman pushed from behind. They managed to save me. In that chaos, the flowers got damaged and only the stems were left. I thanked my saviors. I threw away the stems. And I cried all the way home. At home, everybody was waiting for me. I couldn't tell them that I got stuck in the turnstile because I was so ashamed. We blew out the candles. Then guess what happened? Summer held my hands and took me to my room. There was a huge bouquet of flowers on my bed. She hadn't forgotten about it. I couldn't say anything. I just hugged her and cried and cried. The next day was Saturday. I didn't leave my room all day. In the afternoon, Summer came by. "Why didn't you tell me?" she asked. "What?" I said. "This," she said, and showed me the video on her phone. Someone had videoed me stuck in the turnstile and uploaded it to YouTube, and the video had gone viral. Almost 250,000 people watched it in a day. I could see clearly how the flowers got damaged thanks to the video. They were trying to get me out of the turnstile. I didn't let go of the flowers despite the chaos. Yet, when I was free of the turnstile, all I had were the stems. It was funny but sad to see at the same time. Now it was Summer's turn to hug me and cry. After this incident, I decided to lose weight no matter what. I told Summer my decision right away. She held my hands. "We'll do it together," she said. We really did it together. I wouldn't have been able to do it without her. One of her friend's mom is a nutritionist. She created a meal plan for me. I had to exercise too, but the important thing was cutting calories. That meant eating less. It wasn't easy to do. Like many things, losing weight starts in the mind. If you start without convincing your mind, it finds a way to trick you. So you can't continue the diet. My suggestion for people like me is to think about all the reasons why they need to lose weight and make a list of them in a notebook. Don't start before you're completely convinced. I still can't believe I lost 160 pounds. When I started the diet, I was 275 pounds. Now I'm 115 pounds. I wanted to lose weight healthily, so I did it in 2 years, but this came with a negative side effect. Continuously losing weight means having to buy new clothes all the time. I had to change my entire wardrobe every 3 months. That's, of course, very expensive. Thankfully, my dad really supported me during this process. Last month, we celebrated our 18th birthday. My grandmother made us laugh a lot. She hugged me after we blew out the candles. She suddenly stopped. "I couldn't reach all the way around you before. Now, I can," she said. She said it so naturally that we all started laughing. Summer and I are getting along really well. I can feel that she still feels a little guilty. She's ashamed for the way she treated me. But we were both kids back then. Just like any other kid, we had the right to act foolishly. I ate like crazy and made my childhood miserable. She ran away from a child who made herself miserable. How could I expect her to love me when I hated myself? Lastly, those who have problems with their weight, don't wait until you get stuck in a turnstile. Like I said before, convince your mind and take the steps you need to lose weight.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sarah. This is my sister, Layla. She's 4 years younger than me. Unfortunately, my family loves her more than me. I'm not even sure if they love me at all. Actually, I've always been aware that my parents have been nicer and more understanding towards Layla. It had never bothered me because I thought it was normal for them to treat her this way since she was younger. But recently, after everything that has been happening, I began to suspect that my parents just like Layla a lot more than me. I'm going to tell you about everything that happened. All I ask is that you share your thoughts in the comments. Do you agree that my parents are treating us differently? Please let me know. We moved to a new city during the summer. In our old house, Layla and I were sharing a room. Our new house is bigger, so now we each have our own room. We knew that summers in this region are really hot, but it turned out to be even hotter than we imagined. At night, we literally weren't able to sleep. The house had air conditioning only in our parents' bedroom and in the living room, so Layla and I didn't have it in our rooms. After a while, we had no choice but to start sleeping in the living room.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I hated sleeping in the living room since I now had my own bedroom. But I didn't have any other choice, since our parents had spent a lot of money during the move and it would be inconsiderate to ask them to buy two more air conditioners. One night, I went to the living room to go to sleep as always. Layla wasn't there yet. She didn't come before I fell asleep. When I woke up in the morning, I was surprised to see that she wasn't there. On my way to the bathroom, I could hear that she was in her room. She was doing a TikTok. I went into her room to ask how she'd slept at night in the heat. And guess what? It wasn't hot there. Of course, I was surprised. I looked up and saw the AC unit on the wall. Yes, my parents got her a brand new air conditioner that made her room nice and cool. So she was able to sleep like a baby in her own room that night. Of course, I was really mad. My mom and dad were having breakfast. I asked them why only Layla had gotten an air conditioner. Very calmly, my dad explained, "Your sister told me she wanted to sleep in her room and asked me if we could get her an air conditioner. So I went and got one for her. They installed it while you were at school." I began to tell him, "Dad, I live here too. You know that I don't like sleeping in the living room either." My mom quickly said, "We would have gotten you one if you'd have asked for it." So I said, "Let's get one then." And Dad said, "It might be difficult for us to buy it this month, but let's talk about this again next month." I didn't want to argue with them about it, but they were obviously playing favorites, and now they were babbling irrationally to cover it up. Like I said in the beginning, they had always been nicer to Layla, but this time what they did went way beyond that. The AC incident really changed how I viewed my parents' actions, and I began to notice more things like this. This is when I started to realize that my family loves Layla more than me. Let me give you another example. Ever since elementary school, I've had to do house chores every day. I do the laundry, I take out the trash. When my mom tells me she's going to be late from work, I cook. But I've never seen Layla so much as bring an empty glass from her room back to the kitchen. My mom makes her bed. I iron her clothes. Once, when my mom told me, "Vacuum the living room," I said, "I need to study for a math exam I have tomorrow. Can Layla do it?" My mom said, "Of course not." So I asked, "Why not?" "Do you know what she told me? Because you need to do it." What kind of answer is that? And without another word, I did it like an idiot. Layla's birthday is coming up next month. I realized this when my mom said, "I thought I'd get Layla a cake shaped like the TikTok logo this year. What do you think?" For Layla's birthdays, she always gets a cake that looks like whatever she's into at the time. For example, last year she got a cake that looked like a Roblox character. But for my birthdays, my mom just bakes regular cakes. Ask my mom, it's a family tradition. She's baking my cake herself to show me how much she cares about me. Before, I would have believed it. But now I know that she doesn't care about me at all. Because if that were the case, she'd be baking Layla's cakes too. Once I started noticing things like this, they just kept on coming. Maybe it had always been this way, and I just never noticed. One morning, my sister came to the kitchen with a limp. She had hit her foot against the edge of the bed. She was very angry, saying, "Mom, I was writhing in pain on the floor for 10 minutes. I kept calling for you. Why didn't you come?" I couldn't believe my ears when I heard my mom's explanation. "Oh no, that was you calling me? I heard it, but I thought it was Sarah, so I didn't come. You sound so similar that I get confused. I wish I'd checked on you." She was saying these things like I wasn't there. It's like she wanted me to know she doesn't care about me at all. I couldn't take it and said, "Dear Layla, next time you should scream, 'I'm Layla, I'm Layla,' so that mom knows it's you." My mom couldn't say anything, but looked at me as if I were the one who did something wrong. It was so obvious that Layla was a little princess of the family, but I'd never figured it out because I'd always been so naive. Here's another example. My folks never ever miss one of Layla's performances at school. If it's during the day, my dad always takes time off from work. I don't get to perform anymore, but my dad rarely came to mine, even when I was little. When he couldn't make it, he'd just say he had to work. But when it comes to Layla, my dad doesn't seem to care much about work or anything else. My parents come to the theater early to find a good seat in the front row, and they cheer for their precious daughter like crazy during the whole show. The other issue with school is our grades. Whenever I get a good grade, my dad will say that either the questions were easy or I just got lucky that it was a subject I'd prepared for. He'll find a way to tell me that I didn't really deserve such a good grade. With Layla, it's just the opposite. Her grades are not that great, but he always makes up excuses for her. Every time she gets a bad grade, he tells her, "You said you had a headache that morning, that must be it." Or, That teacher is too demanding of you to try to prove that it's not her fault. Things like this kept happening, and it made me really upset. I got hung up on stuff that I wouldn't normally care about. I had to find a way to solve this problem. I found a website that provides therapy online and signed up. It wasn't very expensive. I saved up my allowance for a while and got an appointment with a therapist from the site. We did a video call that lasted an hour. I told her about everything I'd been through. At the end of the session, she said, "Sarah, you can't solve this problem alone. Neither I nor another therapist can help you. You need to face your parents and tell them everything like you just told me. If they love both of you equally, which I believe is the case, they will have to convince you. Or you could be right and they might be favoring your sister without being aware of it. If that's the case, it's again your parents who need to put in the effort so that you don't feel like they don't love you. So don't waste your time with therapists. The only way you can resolve this issue is with your family." What she was saying made a lot of sense. I decided to talk to my parents the first chance I got. Last Sunday, Layla was at a friend's house, so it was a good time. I said to my parents, "I need to talk to you about something important." Naturally, they were very curious. I think I talked nonstop for an hour and a half. They didn't interrupt me even once. They just listened. A couple of times, I couldn't stop myself from crying. Actually, even telling them about everything felt really good. But unfortunately, their reaction did not make things any better. At first, they said, "We aren't playing favorites at all, and we love both of you very much." That wasn't the problem, but what my mom said next really hurt me. "Your personalities are so different. That might be why we're treating you and Layla differently. Layla is kind of like a cat. She only pays attention to us when we pay attention to her. Her natural inclination is to stay away from us. That's why we need to be extra nice to her all the time. Your personality is just the opposite." I turned red with rage when I heard that last sentence. I knew what she was saying, but I pretended I didn't understand. I asked, "What do you mean by opposite?" My mom couldn't say it outright. "Opposite of a cat's," she said. I think she was regretting the example she gave. I couldn't hold it in. "So you mean like a dog? Layla has the personality of a cat, and I'm like a dog. No matter how badly you treat the dog, it still comes back and sucks up to you, right? Is that what you actually think of me?" I asked. My mom shook her head. "I guess the way I said it didn't sound too good, but I just wanted to say you have different characters," she said, trying to defend herself. I think what my mom said clearly proved they were treating us very differently. When they saw that I was upset, they tried to console me. My dad said, "Both you and your sister are so precious. There's nothing you need to be upset about." But I'd already gotten my answer. They wanted to keep talking about this, but I couldn't take it. So do you agree that my parents don't treat the two of us equally? I still feel that they love Layla more than they love me. And on top of that, my mom's cat and dog analogy about our personalities was really weird.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Can you please share what you think in the comments? I promise that I will read all of them.
Hi, everyone. My name is Zoe. I'm 15. This is my sister Daphne, who's 3 years younger than me. I love her very much, and I think she loves me too. I mean, we're sisters, but unfortunately, Daphne is very jealous of me. Do you want to know why? Because I'm my parents' favorite. Our parents love me more. And that's why Daphne is so annoyed with me. But please tell me one thing. How is this my fault? It's not like I'm going around begging my parents to love me more. If my sister had the same qualities as I do, I'm sure they'd love her as much as they love me. If we're going to look for someone to blame, it should be Daphne herself. She's been giving me the silent treatment for a long time, as if this were all my fault. But I'm going to tell you all about it now. If you think I'm right, please let me know in the comments, because I'm really sad about this whole situation. Until a few years ago, I had no idea that I was in fact my parents' favorite. I never noticed that they treated me differently. One day at dinner, Daphne asked, "Mom, what's the PIN code on your phone?" When Mom said, "Why do you ask, honey?" Daphne told her, "Just say it." So Mom said, "2006." Then Daphne turned to our dad. "Dad, what's the password on your phone?" When Dad said, "Same as your mom's," Daphne said, "So it's 2006, and whose birth year is it?" Mom replied, "It's Zoe's." Daphne turned to me. "That's right, it's your beloved daughter Zoe's." I think my parents figured out where this conversation was going. That's why they didn't say anything. However, when Daphne said, "Dad, could you show us your phone's wallpaper?" Dad replied angrily, "Daphne, could you please eat your food? Where are these ridiculous questions coming from?" All of a sudden, Daphne started crying. "I know that both you and Mom have Zoe's photo as the wallpaper on your phones, because you love her more than you love me, and I can't really take it anymore," she screamed. I was listening to this exchange in shock. My mom said, "Daphne, you both are our children. We love both of you equally." My sister stood up angrily. She said, "That's obviously not true. Zoe is your favorite child, and everyone in this house knows that," and stormed out of the kitchen. That evening, I thought about what she said. Yes, Daphne was definitely right. My parents were not treating us equally. But there was a reason, or actually many reasons, why they were acting this way. It makes me kind of uncomfortable to say this, but to be honest, if you were to compare Daphne and me, it makes sense that our parents would like me more than her. For example, Daphne's grades are always average. She doesn't do anything to try to improve them. She never does well on exams, but she always has some excuse. Either she had a stomach ache, or the questions were too difficult. I, on the other hand, study hard every day. I take school very seriously. I was the third best student in my elementary school and the second best in junior high. When we get together with our relatives, our parents love bragging about my achievements in school. Naturally, they never have anything to say about Daphne. So she's always complaining. "Our parents are only proud of you. They never talk about me. They're always praising you." Does Daphne have a right to say these things? If she worked hard like I do, our parents would talk about her achievements as well. One day, Mom said to her, "Could you go out to buy eggs and coffee and please take out the trash on your way?" True to form, she refused, saying, "You're always telling me to do something. Why don't you tell Zoe to do it for once? Why is it always me?" Mom said, "I'm not asking your sister because she's studying. You're just sitting in your room playing with your phone." To be fair, Daphne does most of the chores around the house. My mom rarely asks me for anything. On the other hand, I take my schoolwork very seriously. As soon as I come home from school, I sit down at my desk, go through everything we studied in class, then I do practice questions for tests. I take a short break in between and then eat dinner. Other than that small break, I study all the time. Daphne is the exact opposite. I've never seen her do homework. I'm not sure she even studies for her tests. That's why I think it's normal that Mom asks her to do the chores. I really don't think the way Mom treats Daphne is unfair. I think she deserves it. There's another important reason why I'm my parents' favorite. Mom thinks I look just like her. She tells me, "We're both very lucky because we both have tiny noses. You also have good style, and you always look good in whatever you wear, just like me." Meanwhile, my dad thinks I'm responsible and disciplined just like him. He tells me, "I'm so glad you take after me. You're going to have a successful career just like me. I don't know where your sister gets her laziness, but it's definitely not from us, and she's going to have a lot of problems in the future because of it." I think both my mom and my dad are especially nice to me because they think I'm like them. Of course, there's nothing Daphne can do about this. It makes me sad to say this, but if she were more like Mom and Dad, maybe they would love her more. Last week, Daphne suddenly came into my room. Since I know she is jealous of me, I could tell right away what she wanted. She came by to check if my parents got me anything new. Normally, if they get me something they didn't get her, I always hide it. But that day, she caught me off guard. Because I love drinking coffee, my mom got me a really nice thermos. When Daphne saw it, she was like, what is this? Who got you this? Why? Why didn't you get me one? Why don't I know about it? Throwing a million questions at me, and then running off to Mom to ask her to explain herself. As I said, she's extremely jealous of me, and she doesn't hide it at all. So my mom got me a little gift. Why is she getting so upset? Am I wrong here? Why can't she just say, that's a really nice bottle you got. Enjoy it. But she'd never say that. She has to make a scene. And then complain about how Mom and Dad don't love me. If you act like this, of course they won't like you. Another thing Daphne is mad about is the fact that my allowance is bigger than hers. But of course there is a reason for that too. Whenever Daphne gets any money, she runs to the bookstore. Yes, reading books is great, but I mean, come on, she is the biggest bookworm I've ever seen. She buys a new book and finishes it in 2 days. Our mom keeps telling her, read slower, don't rush through it. But my sister never listens to her. She has to finish it right away. Because she does this every time, her allowance is smaller than mine. Unlike her, I never spend my allowance. I save it, and then, with a little help from my mom, buy myself a nice laptop, for example. So what's left of the money Daphne spends? A big fat nothing. I don't think she has a right to complain about getting a smaller allowance if she wastes it. One day when I was out, Daphne came to talk to my mom. My mom told me what happened later. Daphne said, Mom, I think I'm adopted. If I wasn't, you wouldn't be treating me like this. My mom got really sad and she took out Daphne's baby pictures and showed them to her. When Daphne said, you might have adopted me when I was a baby, these photos don't prove anything. My poor mom dug through all her documents looking for Daphne's birth certificate until she finally found it. Daphne took her time scrutinizing it. Then she went to her room without saying a word. As my mom was telling me all this, she started crying. I tried so hard, but I'm not sure if she's still convinced, she said. I was so mad at Daphne, so I went straight to her room. You have no right to be upset at Mom like that, I screamed. She looked at me. Just as she was about to say something, she stopped and said, I get upset every single day, no one cares about it, and burst into tears. I couldn't stay mad at her, especially since she's younger. I gave her a hug. I said, I hear what you're saying, but there's nothing you can do. That's how you are. I think you should just accept it. For some reason, that made her furious. She looked like she was about to kill me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
What do you mean? I thought for a second that you really got me. You disappointed me again, she yelled. I don't like fighting at all. I left the room without saying anything. Since that day, Daphne hasn't been speaking to me. I'm really upset about being estranged from her for so long, but unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. I made so many attempts to make peace with her. But she always finds an excuse to say no. To be honest, I think Daphne can't stop being mad at me because my parents are still acting the same way towards her. As I said in the beginning, I love her a lot. She's my only sister. But unfortunately, we're not as close as we used to be. And this breaks my heart. Thank you for listening to me. If you haven't subscribed yet, do it now so you can get notified about new videos. Bye!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.